Wildlife Conservation, David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. When farmers, ranchers, and government agencies come together in an effort to provide habitat for wildlife, sportsmen win. Listen to a recent telephone statement from NRCS Chief Jason Weller.
This is Jason Weller, the Chief of USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service, and we're here to both celebrate, but also for me to hear directly from our landowners who partnered with us to help make conservation improvements on our operations, but ultimately also help a whole bunch of other species in the West here, including the sage grouse. And the sage grouse has been a focus for our agency, but really for a multitude of partners across the West for the last 5 years. And to help underscore the importance of that partnership, we are releasing a new report through the multi-partner organization we call the Sage Grouse Initiative. It's the Success on the Range document, which really is a retrospective look about experiences of private families, private landowners, and what they're bringing to the table to both improve the success and sustainability of their ranching operations, but also how they're contributing to a greater public good, the conservation of the open spaces, and all the species, including sage grouse, that live in that range. But it's also then a celebration of what these private landowners, the ranchers, are providing to the broader public across the 11 states that constitute the sage grouse habitat. And this is a huge success story, unprecedented in my view. So you have over 1,100 producers across 5 states coming forward voluntarily over the last 5 years and putting in place sustainable ranching practices on over 4.4 million acres of land just in 5 years.
Not just sage grouse, all Western wildlife. This is David Sparks for Sportsman Spotlight.